Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not very often that we use the psalm of the day that's appointed for today as the text for our sermon, but that's what we intend to do here this morning. And so you can follow the text itself on page 8 of your worship folder if you'd like. That's the psalm that we just sang together or spoke together. And the reason that I'd like to focus on Psalm 1 here is a bit selfish, really. It's one of my favorites, first of all, but second of all, just this week, I finished moving through the psalmody, reading one psalm, meditating on it, one a day over the course of the last year. And frankly, it's a race that I intend to run again. And then when I saw Psalm 1 appointed for this Sunday, I thought, what a better time to start that race again, and what a better way to start it than with you all. And I'd like to invite you to join with me. And one a day, take one of these psalms in succession. Read through it, meditate on it, as we'll do together here with this psalm this morning. It begins, "Blessed is the man." So the very first word that we read as we enter into the psalmody, the very first word that introduces us to the whole collection is this marvelous, wonderful word, blessed. How good it is to be met at the door by a warm and welcome voice. Knock, knock, who's there? A poor, miserable sinner. And we expect the voice to say, well, come back when you've cleaned yourself up, when you've got your act together. But instead it says, blessed. Blessed is the man, blessed are you. Blessed is the man who's poor in spirit. Blessed is the woman who mourns. Blessed is the person who is meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are you. Blessed is the man who then hears this divine benediction spoken from the mouth of the Holy Spirit, from God Himself, speaking directly to him or to her. To me, you say, and I say yes to you. God is making all things new in your life. Blessed are you. God is making all things work for good in your life. Blessed is the man. Now, if that doesn't change or enhance or enrich your outlook and your attitude towards God and His Word, then nothing will. The blessed man is indeed blessed, not with things or material goods, with wealth, not even so much with health, but with delight. With this delight in the Hebrew, it's kapatz. It's a deep-seated delight that doesn't seem to depend on what's going on around it. Outside influences don't seem to bother kapatz. It's a delight that is steady and constant. He delights in the law of the Lord, and on His law he meditates day and night. I want to be sure that we hear that correctly and in the way that it is actually said. It's not the man who delights in the law of the Lord and who meditates on His law day and night who is blessed. That would be to make the blessing the reward for good behavior. But then again, who can meditate really on the law of the Lord day and night? And how do we know when we have delighted in this law of the Lord enough so that we can be and are blessed by it? No, this is pure grace and nothing but grace. The beatitude comes first. It's the first word, and it is spoken to you before you have ever done anything. Blessed is the man. The blessing gives what the blessing gives upon whom the blessing falls. The blessing gives the man on whom the blessing falls delight in the law of the Lord. There's the reward of being blessed. It's pure delight in the gift that's been given by grace alone. It's as though a new world opens up to this man. The law of the Lord was there for him all along, all the time. He could probably, if called upon to do so, recite a couple of verses of it, maybe from Psalm 23, John 3:16. But it produced no real delight in his heart, no real delight in his soul. It just kind of like seed thrown on the path, sat there, didn't do much, trampled on. He was so preoccupied, maybe, with walking in the counsel of the wicked and standing in the way of sinners and sitting in the seat of scoffers, that this law of the Lord, it just was like seed fell among the thorns, got choked out with all the preoccupations and cares of the world. But now, after the blessing has been given, now that the blessed man has been blessed, the same word that had previously gone in one ear and out the other with hardly a reaction from the man now produces in him this delight, and he can't get enough of it. And he meditates on it day and night, and the days and the nights are not long enough. And he longs for that day when there is no more day and no more night. He yearns for eternal life so that the delight would never end. And so he asks, just what is this law of the Lord, which gives the blessed man so much delight to meditate on? And here the words in the Hebrew are delightful. This is the Torah, Yahweh. Yahweh, that personal name of God that God gave to Moses, for Moses to give to God's people, for them to use. It means I am who I am, or something like that. It's his personal name, however you say it. His enemies and those who do not know him, they call him by his formal name. It's the only name they know, Elohim, God, Adonai, Master. But to his friends, to his children, to his lovers, to his bride, he gives his personal name, Yahweh. The word Torah, usually translated as law, is not just law in its narrow sense. Law is in thou shalt and thou shalt not. Law is in the broad sense. Law is in the whole word and counsel of God, which is good and gracious and merciful and abounding in steadfast love. That's Torah. The whole thing, all in that one word. Interesting word in that it comes from an older word. The word Torah comes from the word Yahrah. And Yahrah is a word that means to throw something at a target. Picture a spear thrown at a tree or an animal or a person. That's Yahrah. And Torah comes from it. Words can be like spear. They can be thrown from one mind to another mind. And I know sometimes words are thrown like spears. They're meant to inflict damage, if not death. And sometimes I know we like to just throw words around with no real target in mind. We just like talking. But any serious communication always involves talking with a target in mind. Words thrown into someone else's mind, that's the target. All serious speech has a target it wants to hit, and God's word, his Torah, is always serious speech. God throws his Torah, his law, right at your heart. That's his target. Your heart is the target, and when his Torah hits its mark, it pierces to the division of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, because it is living and active. In other words, his word, his Torah, gets inside of you. And once it gets inside of you, it starts to take root, starts to grow, starts to produce fruit. Maybe 50, maybe 100, maybe 1,000-fold. And as that picture sort of evolves in your own head, picture the psalmist in whose head that same picture is evolving. And now he says that this blessed man who takes such delight in the Torah, the law of the Lord, well, he's like a fruitful tree that bears fruit as though it's been planted by streams of water It bears fruit in its season. Its leaf never withers. All that he does, he prospers. The Hebrew here is just interesting. It's about not just any tree in particular. This is about a transplanted tree. That's the word here. It deals with a transplanted tree that has been moved to another place. It had been growing, I mean, if you want to call it that, in a dry, arid place, and the fruit it produced was not very good, if at all. But now it's been transplanted, put into new soil, transplanted by streams of water. Think living water. Think life-giving water. Think baptismal water. And a once barren tree is now a fruitful tree. One more thought also comes to the psalmist's mind as he has this picture of a tree before him. It yields its fruit in season. Trees, by their very nature, do not start producing fruit instantly. It takes time. The fruit that this blessed man has when God spears him with his Torah is nothing at all like the instant gratification or the fast results that we've come to expect from everything else around us in the world, including carrying over to the scriptures themselves. It's not immediately useful. It's not immediately productive. It takes time. And it requires patience and perseverance and lots of repetition and lots of practice and a little pruning and some digging around the edges. And even when the tree is fruitful, its fruit comes seasonally. It's not constant. There are highs and lows, ups and downs, times of abundance and lean time. But this tree, which is this blessed man, moves from season to season with a steady, unswerving delight in both the lean times and the times of abundance, because that precious Torah, Yahweh, has hit its target, his heart. In all that he does, he prospers. So this is what the blessed man meditates on day and night. The word meditate in Hebrew is a fun one. The word is haga. And the word almost sounds like its meaning. To haga is to murmur and to mumble. In other words, to meditate on the law of the Lord is a verbal activity. You can hardly do it in silence. In other words, to meditate on the law of the Lord means you're sounding out the words. You're getting familiar with the words themselves, because that is the spear that is targeted at your heart. And that's why we're sounding out these silly little Hebrew words together here this morning. The prophet Isaiah uses this word, ha, in the 31st chapter of the book of Isaiah, where he writes, as a lion or a young lion growls, ha, over his prey. A lion with its prey, and the blessed man with his Torah, Yahweh, act very similarly to each other. They growl, and they purr, and they murmur, and they mumble over this word as they devour it. They smack their lips in enjoyment. So now that we've murmured and mumbled and growled and purred over all of this for just a few minutes together here this morning, we wonder, just who is this blessed man? Who is this man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night? In all honesty, admit it, it doesn't quite fit us perfectly, does it? We may well be the blessed man by faith, but in actual practice, we really fit the description of the wicked man a little more closely. How often do we throw cold water on that delight that the Lord has produced in us? Because we do walk or stand or sit in the counsel of the wicked, or the way of the sinner, or the seat of the scoffer. This is what I think St. Paul was thinking of, meditating on Psalm 1, these words. I think this is what Paul had in mind when he said, I delight in the law of the Lord, the Torah, Yahweh, in my inner being. But I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. It does not say, what a blessed man I am. It's what a wretched man I am. So who is the man who in all that he does, he prospers? In our growling and purring and meditating, we suddenly realize that there is a definite article here. Blessed is the man. And the word for man is ish, which is the word for male, as opposed to female, as opposed to Adam, as opposed to anthropos, as opposed to humanity or mankind or men in general. The blessed man is a particular man. He is the one man, Jesus Christ. He is the one who delights in the law of the Lord, the Torah, Yahweh, because he is the Torah in the flesh. He is Yahweh, I am who I am, the personal name of God dwelling among us. And he says, I call you my friends. And as we meditate on this, that tree comes into clearer focus as well. Transplanted from Jerusalem to Golgotha, it is planted by the streams of blood and water that flow from Jesus' side where the spear found its mark and pierced his heart, and blood and water streamed out. This tree, although it only has two branches to it, is yet blessed because of the man who hangs from it. And it produces such blessed fruit. Forgiveness for all of our sins, reconciliation with Almighty God, eternal life, and delight in the law of the Lord. And it produces its fruit in season, and the season for its fruit is now, today. The time has come to take and eat and take and drink. Blessed is the man who delights in giving you his body and blood. Blessed is the man who delights in receiving it. Amen.